Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Amen.
As Christians, we are expected to feed on God's Word, to strengthen our faith and mature. Instead, many are content to remain infants, hoping the Lord will somehow give us a warm bottle. The writer of Hebrews puts it this way, "You have been Christians a long time. Still, you need someone to teach you the very first principles in God's Word. You are like babies who can drink only milk, not old enough for solid food."
First, we want to do a song for you called Fat Baby. You can stand or sit or whatever you feel comfortable doing. I'll tell you, those of you that have rhythm, why don't you snap with us? Sounds pretty good. Okay, you have to listen very closely to these words.
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
can trust and choose your will for me, or I can choose to trust my own. But every time I do, I end up on my knees, longing for your arms to lift me up. I can take the road you lead me down, or I can turn and go my way. But every time I do, I end up on my knees, longing.
For centuries, people have been trying to predict the date of Christ's return. God says, "In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people." Jesus told his disciples, "No one knows the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know what day your Lord will come." What we do know is, with every passing moment, that day draws nearer.
Pour out my Spirit in those days like
the sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud him with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance those awaiting, and we shall behold him then face to
sleeping shall rise. Come, their slumbering.
American author and social reformer Frederick Douglass is quoted as stating, "It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men." That's pretty sound advice when we look around us and see the broken, strife-filled world we live in. The writer of Proverbs tells us, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him, he will not die. Correct him and save his soul from death. If we want to make this world a better place, we must live by God-given biblical principles and instill them in our children. Seek God's will. Ask Him to lead us and pass it on.
So confused. I have so many reasons to be happy and content, but I'm not. I feel so trapped in my job and my marriage because it seems like no one appreciates anything I do. I just want to leave it all. I know I'm not supposed to feel this way, but I do. I just feel like I'm running out of time and I don't feel like I have any reason to stay in this family. Lord, do I have any reason to stay? Please show me, God. My wife and I used to fight a lot, but not anymore. Since the night we found our little boy standing in our door, he overheard me say, I can't find a reason to stay. And on my way out, I kissed him goodbye. That's when I heard him say,
Daddy, please find a reason to stay with my mama. We both love you, Daddy. Please don't grieve. And if you can't find a reason, Daddy, I wouldn't mind. If you want that reason to be me.
Now it must have been the Lord that night, speaking through my son, 'cause I can't begin to tell you all the good things he's done. But the best thing that's happened, I fell in love with my wife. And that was a long, long time ago, and our love is still alive.
Things all right before. Daddy, daddy, don't leave. I'll do anything to We never really seem to talk a lot, but I guess I always knew how much he cared. I was his little girl, my hand was safe in his. His love was more than words, he showed me how to live. I was his little girl, and that will always be. I'm still his little girl, he'll always cherish me. And then I grew up and met a man and fell in love. My daddy gave my hand and walked away. And though I am a wife and now a mom, the little girl inside will always stay. And then someday I'll find myself alone. Memories and rings. I'll hold a hand that's been there all along. My heavenly Father, whose spirit in me sings. You are my little girl, and you have always been. My love has sheltered you unknown time. For in your daddy's hand, and in your husband's too, you were my little girl, my hands held all of you. You're still my little girl, and I will see you through.
Send her away. just needs her daddy's love. You know it's true, she just needs her daddy's love.
Fathers, the value of a caring dad who meets our needs and lovingly guides us through our early years is beyond measure. Those of us whose dads patterned our upbringing by the standards of our Heavenly Father are especially blessed. According to the writer of Hebrews, we all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. When we look into the mirror of life and see a picture of fulfillment, let's thank God for a father's discipline and love.
But my heart holds greater treasures
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.